Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with more Nick Kale Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, great to have you guys in here on a Saturday. Brian Baldinger coming up in hour number two. Barrett Salee in hour number three. But right now, we go out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Welcome in our first guest this afternoon, the great Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks that you hear on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game is joining us. Happy New Year, Steve. How are you?
Nick, happy New Year to you, and it's great to be with you.
Pleasure to finally have you on the show. So, I mean, you have been front and center for this on the call. 4-1, I guess technically they could be better. They could be 5-0 and swept Brooklyn. But, I mean, this is a fantastic and exciting start, almost to the point where I want to slightly slide up my expectations. What do you make of the start so far?
Well, it's been terrific, you know, considering that the Hawks weren't at the bubble. So that kind of set everything back a little bit, I thought. And then all of the signings with the new players, I thought it would take a little while maybe to gel and get things, you know, together to where they are right now almost. But I think they still have a long way to go as far as the chemistry and the gelling. But, you know, 4-1, the results are the results. And I think the two games against that Brooklyn Nets team were statement games for sure, you know, because Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, they had their whole complement playing in both of those games. And last night, I think Durant played 40 minutes. So, you know, I think it was very good to see all that happen and to think what we could have here when, you know, Chris Dunn comes back and Gallinari's back and Rajon Rondo's back. And, you get the double O comes, our draft pick, when he starts playing again. And it's very exciting because there's going to be, you know, a lot of players available for Lloyd Pierce to pick from. And as it stands now, you know, there are so many guys that can shoot the basketball that if one guy is cold or, you know, not shooting as well, somebody else can come in and pick up the slack. And it's a great thing to see.
Yeah, no question about it. Steve Holman joining us here on the Nick Kale Show. I don't know what was more impressive last night within the game itself. The fact that you tell me that, hey, the Hawks are going to beat Brooklyn by 18, but Trae Young only scores 21 points in doing so, or the fact that this defense held Brooklyn to 96 points. Defensively, have we seen glimmers here where, like, okay, yeah, there's improvement and there's hope that, yeah, not only can we run and gun, but we can get stops on the other end of the floor?
Yeah, I think that was one of the most impressive things last night. I mean, Kevin Huerter came in, and he had four steals in the first 7 minutes he was on the floor. So everybody was contributing with that. John Collins played great defense. And, of course, Clint Capella, you know, who's a rebounding machine, he got very active on both ends last night and was able to score and got some easy baskets. So I think that's a very good sign, too, because Clint Capella is going to be a big part of all of this. And Solomon Hill, you know, a great veteran who's been there before, been to the finals. I think that's a terrific thing. And he comes in and he can hit threes. We've got a whole team full of guys that can hit three-pointers. And the free throw shooting's been tremendous, too. They're shooting 85% as a team right now from the free throw line.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these numbers, You know, you're shooting 85% from the free throw line. Another game last night where you were above 40% from deep, 46% from the floor, which is actually a little bit lower than some of the other games so far this season. I mean, if you're north of 50% from the floor, 40% and above from deep, and 80-plus from the free throw line, Steve, you're going to win a lot of games in this league.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know, you mentioned Trey, you know, scoring 21 last night. I think we're going to see more games like that from him where he gets to distribute the ball and you know, has quality minutes out there on the floor and is able to do more things as far as the assist because he's got so many weapons that he can get the ball to right now, you know, as the quarterback for this team. So I think that, you know, that's one of the things that's very good about this squad that they have right now is that he doesn't have to go out and score 30-plus points every night, where, you know, last year he had to carry the load almost every night. So he's got the luxury now of having all these other players out there that can score. So I think it's going to be good. It's going to be good for him, too, in the long run, because he said during the summer, you know, I just want to win. You know, the scoring is nice, but I want to win. And Travis has put together a team here that can win, and they're showing it to us right now through five games.
Steve Holman joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So we look at John Collins, 20-8 last night, and it just feels like he is so consistent, so stable. It feels like night in, night out, 20-10 is certainly in play. I'm not sure, and I don't even know if he really cares about the national attention, but should this guy start garnering more attention as one of the more trustworthy, consistently solid bigs in this league?
Yeah, well, I've said that about John for a couple of years now that, you know, he's probably the least known 20-10 guy in the NBA. But I think the winning is going to change all of that. I think the national attention is going to start coming. People are going to take notice of this team. They're going to realize that they just got through playing Brooklyn twice. And the first game losing by 4 points was a game that they very well could have won and maybe should have won. And then to put it on them the way they did last night, I think that, you know, raises some eyebrows, and I think, you know, they're going to get some really good attention here, and they've got a couple of winnable games coming up, and so they could really get off to a flying start here.
What are some of the challenges of the Cleveland Cavaliers? I know they're 3-2, and Andre Drummond is one of the better bigs in the league when he's healthy and on the floor. A biggest concern for tonight, and then also any possibility, I know it's a quick turnaround, you travel from Brooklyn back to Atlanta, any possibility of perhaps a letdown emotionally?
I don't think so. I think coming home in our building, it's going to be okay, you know, at State Farm Arena. The one maybe disadvantage is that Cleveland came in here last night and they had the night off. Well, the Hawks had to play and fly after the game. But, you know, you're talking about guys, the majority of our team is still 23 and under. So I think the quick turnaround is not going to be a problem that way. But, you know, they've got, you know, Sexton who's from Atlanta, you know, he gets jacked up to play against Trey. So, you know, you got to keep an eye on him. They lose Kevin Love, which really hurts them. You know, he's going to be out for a few weeks now, and Dellavedova is out with a concussion. So they're a little bit shorthanded, but I don't think there's going to be any chance of a letdown. I don't think that Lloyd Pierce and his coaching staff is going to let that happen tonight.
You know, you look at the Hawks, great start so far, them in Philadelphia, both 4-1, as well as Indiana and Orlando. And then you kind of look at what everybody thought, and I get it, we're only 5-6 games into a 72-game slate, but you look at the Eastern Conference, you know, going into this year, it was all about Milwaukee, Brooklyn, Boston, you know, Miami coming off of a finals appearance. It feels like the top four or five teams that a lot of people envisioned being at the top or down towards the bottom of the conference right now. What do we make of the Eastern Conference in general right now?
Well, like you said, it's very early still. But I do think the Hawks have showed that they can be up there with the big boys, if you will. I mean, I think they can – a couple of national people have said that they could foresee them in the top four. I mean, that's very ambitious probably right away. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've got a team of guys that have been there and done that. So it's conceivable. You know, and they're going to take the East by storm, I think. They're going to surprise a lot of people. And maybe it's just as well that way to keep it quiet right now. Keep it on the down low a little bit. you know, just quietly go about their business and get some wins. And, you know, with only a 72-game season instead of 82, the wins that you get right now are going to be very important, just as important as the ones later on in the second half of the season. So with those that 10 game lopped off the schedule, you know, every game right now is big.
Steve Holman, the voice of your Atlanta Hawks, he'll be on the call tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers as Atlanta tries to make it 5-1. Of course, you can hear the game right here this evening on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Steve, a pleasure to finally have you on the show. Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Nick. Anytime you guys need me, just give me a call.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks.
All right, there he is, Steve Holman, the voice of your Hawks, as they get ready for a, I don't know, kind of a rejuvenated upstart Cleveland Cavalier team. I don't think a real playoff caliber team. I think over the course of the next 66 games, we will see Cleveland kind of fall back into the pack. But Andre Drummond is a beast. He has registered double-doubles in each of the first five games this year. He's coming off of a 11- and 13-point performance against the Pacers. And look, Drummond has had a pretty good history against the Hawks. In 28 career games, he averages 17 and 15. So John Collins, Clint Capella, anybody else on the block down low in the paint will have their hands full against the guy who definitely can bang and definitely be a beast on the glass. But this is a game, look, as long as the Hawks aren't smelling themselves, feeling great after the Brooklyn win, a little exhausted, quick turnaround, traveling back to Atlanta from last night, whereas the Cavs were already in town for the last 24 hours, I think this is a Hawks team that should be able to take care of Cleveland with, I would say, relative ease. They are about a 6-point home favorite tonight at State Farm Arena. 404-741-0929 if you want to take in some Hawks calls on the other side. 404-741-0929. We got a busy second hour coming up. Brian Baldinger joined me and Willie P yesterday on Dukes and Bell, and he had a lot of good things to say regarding Julio Jones, a potential dark horse candidate for an NFL coaching vacancy, as well as who could be the class of the NFC South for the next decade. You'll hear from him coming up in just about 30 minutes. But when we come back, in addition to Hawks calls, if you want to jump in, Georgia calls, if you want to jump in, we will get to Justin Fields. Did you guys watch what he did to Clemson last night? Were the Falcons watching? Of course they were. I'll tell you right now, though, if you are the Atlanta Falcons and he falls to you at 4 or 3, how do you pass on the kid? In fact, how do you not mortgage the future and trade up for the guy? We'll delve into that next. Justin Fields, I believe, I can't miss if the Falcons want it bad enough. Back after this, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.